Aaron Rodgers.
Ah, I love it.
It's a gorgeous picture.
That should be. You gotta get that picture to Yeshiva World or something.
Send it.
I have one.
I just have
to say it.
Yeah, what?
I don't have a matcha from it. I just say it.
Oh, you don't know if you should say it?
Yeah.
I gotta think about that. Let's start with an Apple place. Where's Yitzi Reed? Hello? Where's the English bloke? What, you're not English? You're not responsible? He's not responsible. All the English are like, don't bother me about the other English guy. That's why I came to this issue, to get away from them, for goodness sakes. I don't like those English guys.
Accent's very bad.
I'm sorry. Menachem, you ready?
Yes.
Here goes, ladies and gentlemen. We've had from a story from Menachem Klein. Take this down over there.
Okay. It's quite funny. It's pretty funny. So, the yeshiva, we had a super seder last night. Current story. I've read the story, I should say. So, yeshiva at the kashrus this morning, we're davening shachar. And I put on my tefillin, and I'm davening right in front of the kashrus. And I'm in mid Pesukah de Zimra. And I sort of feel slash hear a drop.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
So I thought it was rain, and then I see like a splat on the ground. So I'm like, okay, I think, you know, Baruch Hashem missed me. And then it didn't actually miss me. My jacket, my pants, my shoes got nailed.
Everything. Everything. Whoa, that's a bullseye.
Killer.
Yeah.
So
at first I was actually really good, and then I said gums with it.
Okay, here goes. It's the gums with the total part.
Nothing personal.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot for the shiva.
So I have scalding hot water in my hands.
Like 3 months ago when I found out Avrami Brodsky, my chavrusa brother, got engaged and his wedding was now, I realized I'm not going to have a chavrusa for a week.
Right.
And so I was thinking, like, maybe if the Rosh Hashiva would be going away that week, it would make sense if I learned Akiva Topper.
Sure.
So I was very excited, but I didn't think it would happen, because what are the chances the Rosh Hashiva would go? Then as it got closer, I found out that the Rosh Hashiva is going to America for that week.
And you're going to learn with Akiva Topper.
And learn with Akiva Topper. Gosh. And I was very excited.
Three.
That it would be good.
And then
Akiva said, yeah, I think it'll work. I think, then he said, I overheard Rosh Hashiva talking to some guys, and maybe they're going to be learning with some guys in first year, but I didn't hear my name, so I think I'll be able to learn, whatever. Then he comes over to me the next night. He's like, actually, the Rosh Hashiva asked me to learn with two boys in Rabbi Glazer's here, so I don't think it'll work out. So at first, I was a little frustrated that I wasn't going to have a chavrusa. Then I said, Gamzu Tova.
You guys are great. Those are great. Thank you very much, and I'm very proud of you. That it shows you're bringing Amun into your life, which is it's literally a whole different type of existence. The Chazanish. I'm sorry. I don't know if you all noticed, but I was standing after prayers this morning. There was a very aesthetic holy Jew that was there.
Yes.
Rav.
Something Hadad.
Adas.
What's his story?
Rav Adas. I don't know what his story is. These are the types of things I don't ask. I just kind of like, just allow it to be. His farm are here. We have some of his farm here, and he said he's going to get us another one of his farm.
You have one of his farms?
We have a few of his farm. In my office, I have his farm. Yeah, I don't know where they
his
are.
His or his father?
His farm.
What's his really? Father? What's the...
I don't know the story.
He wrote the...
I don't know his story, and I'm not...
First time I told you the whole story.
First time I actually met him?
The first time I ever spoke to him.
He, after I tried talking to him, he blew me off. He's a couple.
Okay, so listen. So he was talking about the Chazanish was always happy. Chazanish is all Chazanish, and Emunah Bitachon speaks about a person that has Emunah Bitachon. He's always happy. That your life is filled with happiness. And a person that has Bitachon, it's like a different life. You're living a different life. You know, people that you know usually you get bird that just like plops on you. You get like upset. You get frustrated. It can ruin your day. and not only ruin your day, but then you say something like obnoxious to the guy next to you because you're in like a little bit of a testy mood,
and you ruin his day.
And you ruin his day, and then it's like just lots of negativity going all around, you know. But a person has emunah, and then everything takes everything in stride. Everything just like just he knows how to like just take everything the way it is. So listen to this, Rabbi. I want to speak a little bit about this week's parashas, parashas Teruma. Parashas Teruma. I want to share with you a very interesting idea, which Rabbi Bratsky is going to be saying by his brothers Shavu Rochas. When is that?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Not yet. So don't ruin it, okay? I'm ruining the surprise. Here goes. There's a fascinating thing. Usually, Rabbi said, when you want to collect money, I'll give you a word of advice if you ever want to do some fundraising. You always have to tell people what you're raising money for. You can't just go to someone and say, hey, I'd like your money. Right? It's like, what do you mean? You know, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's like, well, I have this project I'm raising money for, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and, you know, we need it for this, we need it for that. You got to, like, pull on the heartstrings a little bit, you know? Like, this is what we need it for, and this is a great thing, and it's a wonderful thing. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that in this week's parasha. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Bikli Truma. Give me your money, give me your gold, give me your silver, give me your copper. Everything. And only after he says, I want all that stuff, he says, but also the mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. I want you to build for me a mikdash and I'll live there. No. Makes much more sense. Chassam Sefer points out. To say makes much more sense. To say, listen, we got to build a base of mikdash. Therefore, I need your
money.
Your gold, your silver, your copper, all your stuff. But it doesn't go that way. He's like, I need your gold, your silver, your copper, you need all your good stuff, you need your expensive stuff, your clothing, expensive metals, expensive jewels, and all that. And what do I need it for? I want your money. Make the mikdash. What's going on? Listen to this beautiful Chassam Sefer. You ready? Folks, are you ready for the Chassam Sefer?
Yeah.
Chassam Sefer says, that Klal Yisrael experienced in a spiritual high. What was the spiritual high that Klal Yisrael experienced? Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael experienced a spiritual high. Now, what do you do with that spiritual high after you, like, the high's over?
You have to invest.
You crash. It's not good. So, because Baruch Hu didn't want that to happen, right? Klal Yisrael's got a high, and then they don't want him to, what's it called afterwards? To have a hangover? Spiritual hangover? Or crash, or
how do you keep that high?
What's it called? Breakdown? How do you keep the high? So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Asuli Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the way to keep the spiritual high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Ramban explains this, that when Klal Yisrael reached a certain experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a certain, they had this interaction with Hashem, which they can maintain through building the Mishkan. You maintain that through building the Mishkan. You got it? That's what the Mishkan was. I want to say something interesting. The Gemara refers to the Beis HaMikdash and calls it a traksin. Traksin. Track is because it had waves, like it looked like there was waves.
It was Zumar and Sukkah.
Yeah. And sin is milushin. Sin.
Like sin.
No, as in Sinai. Track. The Beis HaMikdash is called Sinai because the Beis HaMikdash is called Sinai because it's coming to try to preserve for us the Sianic experience. Sinaic. That thing, they're coming to make it happen and stay there. Got it? Listen to what the Chassam Sefer says. Mela. So this is we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at Kabbalah at Har Sinai. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Gave him the Torah. Brought it down. What did Klal Yisrael do at Har Sinai?
or Makabla.
Yeah, what does that mean to Makabla? Senasa v'nishma. Senasa v'nishma. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you want to maintain this intensity of a relationship, you've got to have Nasa v'nishma. So where's Nasa v'nishma in the building of the Mishkan? You know, want to know where?
Shuma.
The Baruch Hu says, listen, I want your gold, I want your silver, I want your bronze, I want your... What for? I'll tell you later. If Klal Yisrael can produce without even knowing what they're giving for, you know what that is? What's that? That's Nasa v'nishma. And Rabbi Yisai, very often when a person has in his life situations, so certain situations we have where we can understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, but there's many situations that we can't. What happened is the Kodesh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael through terrible, terrible slavery and torture and torment in Mitzrayim. And then, when it was all over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out, and he whipped the Mitzrim, but bad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw everything. They are, as Yadav Gdolah shows the Mitzrayim, they saw everything. They said, okay, now it all, like, everything's kind of like, the score settled.
Because Hashem hit the Mitzrim back? I mean, how did that equal to the Yidin guy?
They got punished. The Mitzrim got punished for what they did to the Yidin. At least, like, at least I understand, you know, why there's tit for tat. And sometimes we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu like evening the score. We don't always see that. And Nasa v'nishma is having faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? It does not mean that things are going to work out the way we want them to work out. That's not what it means. Faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means we have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for me, and I might not understand it. It might not make any sense to me. But I still believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best. That's what Nasa v'Nishma is. That's what real Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And Klal Yisrael, basically, what gave us status of being the Am HaNivcha, we got the Torah, is because of Nasa v'Nishma, because we have this type of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very important for a person to realize that very often we have like decided what's right, what's good, what's going to help us to improve our career or make things work for us. And realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the right thing. And we have to try the same way that Klal Yisrael lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence through the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. So too an individual can live with a Kaddish Baruch Hu here with him. Right? The Medrash says b'soicham v'loy b'soicha, which means that the Shechina is not in a building. Shechina is in your heart. Shechina is inside your heart. You feel. What does it mean to have Shechina? I want to ask you guys a question. I don't remember who I was talking about this with. What is Shechina? Can anyone explain to me Shechina?
Omnipresence.
Okay, I'm not sure what omnipresence means, but maybe that is right. What does Shechina mean?
A radiance.
It's a radiance. Okay. I'll ask you a question. I think that might be right. Where is Hashem?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So what do we mean to say? What does that mean?
Just see Hashem.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
Just see Hashem.
Everywhere.
You know he's everywhere, but now we have a place where we
can
see him.
You can see him?
You realize it.
It's a moon.
I think the word is, what was the word you used?
Radiance.
Radiance. Or omnipresence, which means you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Radiance is something that I'm feeling it. I might know it's true. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this room?
Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you that if there would all of a sudden be like, woo, lights, you'd all go like, start bugging out, right? Or like, yeah, Hashem's in this room. That's not, you don't like act that way if you feel Hashem's in this room. We know it's true, but we don't feel it. You feel Hashem's presence when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash. That's when you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence.
It has, it's better. But that's only totally on you. We think there's a place where you know going in there that it's like I'm being a tired of myself. your spiritual
presence. Everyone feels Hashem's presence. A person can feel Hashem's presence anywhere if he wants. Also, the Mikdash v'sochanti b'soicham, you could bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into your life. That means the Shechina, you could feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence.
No one else will be able to feel it.
Some people can, some people can't. It depends on you.
Until you make your house.
Yeah, not necessarily. Other people will feel it.
It's walk in the room last night.
It depends. There's a certain radiance when some people are around. That's definitely true. People daven differently. But Rabbi said you could feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in the base of Medrash. You could feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in your dorm room. You could feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence when you're away on vacation. It's all a question of if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in your heart, not in your mind. When a person has a Kodesh Baruch Hu there with him the whole time, then nothing aggravates him, nothing frustrates him. Like, we're going to have Beis Hashem off Shabbos this weekend. Let's talk about the off Shabbos for a second. So much hack politics goes into off Shabbos. And who's going with who, and where, and why, and we're doing this, we're doing that. It worked out, it didn't work out. We got a car, we spent too much money, didn't do it, this and that and that. And all blah, 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 all that stuff. So many people get upset over an off Shabbos. But if a person has a Kodesh Baruch Hu with him at all times, so then there's nothing to get upset about. Your friends are going somewhere, they're doing something, and it didn't work out, they couldn't take you, whatever it is. Comes with the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want you going there. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted you having a different experience. But we have to try as hard as this is going to be a very good test for us in our Amunavad and how we're doing is this Ben Azman, this Ben, this off Shabbos, the weekend, whatever you want to call it. How are we going to respond to situations that are going to be challenging for us? And are we going to take messages? Sometimes a person's, let's say, he's going somewhere, he's about to go somewhere, he should not be going, and he snags his sweater. Is he going to like just ignore that? Or is he going to say, hold on a second, I should not be going there. I know I should not be going there. And then he turns around and cuts back. That's a person who's he is looking for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him direction. And a person who doesn't get frustrated when things don't work out is when a person is including a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his life. These are all the things that we have to try to do over the course of the... Now, Rabbi Yisai, one of the things that we're going to do after we finish with, we're getting close to the end of our Amunavad cycle, is we're going to do the following thing. Interestingly, the Rambam brings 13 Ikrei Amuna. Yud Gimel Ikrim of Amuna. Those 13 principles of Amuna are the bedrock and the foundation of our Yiddishkeit. The Rambam says, a person doesn't believe any one of these 13, he's out. So what we're going to do is we have just about 13 people here, 12 actually to be exact, in the room at the moment, that are going to do the Yud Gimel Ikrim. What we're going to do is we're going to give out each person. What? I will believe that or do one if there's no one else to do that. We will give out, everyone will take one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim and work on preparing a Chabura on that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And we're going to rotate. And when we finish, guess what we're going to do?
See ya!
We're going to make a party.
Yes. Right.
Okay, would anyone like to be in charge of the entire process? Yossi? Yossi? Yossi, good at this stuff.
All right, okay.
Yossi's got it. We got a while, so if Rabbi said, but I suggest if you do want a particular one, take a look at the Yud Gimel Ikrim, so you could choose your fancy. What?
I'll do it.
What? I'll put it.